welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune, and before Trevor and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales.
All right, well, we can bounce back to last week. I guess we could start with just the offensive production, because that has to be kind of a positive for you guys. The offense was able to put together a stronger performance, no turnovers. So just kind of, what was your biggest takeaway walking out of that one from the offense?
My biggest takeaway from the experience on that day was that we're capable of moving the football. We're capable of playing a high quality of football. And it's just a testament to those kids finally locking in and focusing up and willing themselves to production.
Yeah, and then just on the defensive side of the ball with the injuries you've dealt with on that side, just kind of what you see from that unit?
Well, I think our guys played hard. There were some things that took place where we weren't able to take advantage of some opportunities, but at the end of the day, they ran around and played football. So we'll get the mistakes corrected and see if we can't not make the same mistakes twice.
So yeah, now switching into Missouri Southern this week, just kind of what's been the focal points headed into this week of preparation?
They're an in-state ball club who. We recruit against on a regular basis, and they've got a few guys from here in Jeff City that we would love to have on our roster. So we are focused on putting the best product out there and not letting this thing get to a situation where not letting it get out of hand, so to speak.
So, yeah, just they're coming in on a three-game losing streak, but they've been competitive in all three of those games against three pretty good teams. So just how do you view them as a team right now?
Well, Coach Atiba's over there. He's got that program going in the right direction. They started off hot. They beat Northwest Missouri, beat a couple other high-caliber opponents, and we're looking at this game as a really good litmus test for what we have coming down the stretch. And we're excited about the opportunity. We want to make sure that we put the best product out there and see where we are.
Yeah, just kind of biggest keys for you guys this week. What are you looking for from your team?
Again, a repeat performance of no turnovers, no fumbles, no interceptions. We like to move the ball, continue to try to get first downs, and eat up some clock.
All righty. Thanks, Coach.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales. Trevor, another in a line of losses for the Blue Tigers last week. They lose 59-17 at Central Oklahoma. Doesn't sound like a whole lot of much right went even probably from the start.
I mean, the biggest positive probably walking out of that game is Lincoln's been talking the last few weeks about being able to put together long, extended drives to give its depleted roster some time to rest.
Sure.
They started the game with a 16-play drive, got the ball inside the 10-yard line. They had to settle for a field goal, but when you're in a 33-game losing streak, the positives are kind of few and far between.
Yeah.
So that's a positive. They were looking to establish some sort of running game and have long, drawn-out drives. They would have liked to get seven out of it, but you have to be kind of happy that something that they've been trying to implement is starting to come to fruition a little bit.
Right.
So, yeah, the running game was a little bit better. They still only averaged about 2.5 yards per carry. And, yeah, the defense, with how depleted it was, the result was pretty expected, giving up 59 points. So, I mean, you didn't learn much new from that game. It's kind of how we expected it to go. So, yeah, just another week.
Yeah, and if you look at it, they didn't have much success till later in the game. I mean, then the next score comes in the third quarter, about midway through the third, and then their final score comes late in the game. But again, you're talking about, well, let's get extended drives. Well, the third quarter drive actually only lasted about 2 minutes, and then the final scoring drive, they only had to go 5 yards, and it lasted 48 seconds. So it's like, even when you go, okay, we got scores. You didn't get scores the way you would kind of ideally draw them up on the blueprint. So it's just like, I think at this point, Lincoln's going to take any score they can get, no matter how long or how short it takes. But it is one of those things where you go, yeah, that first drive was kind of what you wanted, and it gave you points, but then it was just not much points after that. And then when you did get them, you got them quick.
Yeah, and I don't know how much Lincoln scored a lot late in games this year, and obviously that's against second and third team defenses, so you could take a little bit away from them on that, but I also kind of want to give them props for continuing to play through these games.
Sure.
And it's the same, it's the starters that are out there for almost all of these games, and with the season that they've gone through, for them to still be kind of grinding out games late in it, they deserve a little bit of flowers for that. So I kind of wanted to do that little give and take, because obviously it's against backups, but it takes a little bit of heart to go out there and do that.
And I did find the number finally. I mean, so it's not to downgrade what they're trying to do, because they did actually win the time of possession, a shade over 33 minutes to a little bit under 26 minutes. So it's like, yes, you kind of did do some things right. It's just a matter of, you know, with where Lincoln's at and where the other teams are at, you're going to have to do a whole lot of things right. For you can't just win maybe this area or that area. It's going to have to be, you're going to have to do a whole bunch right just to get a win in this conference.
Yeah, and I think they're just trying to find a starting point.
Sure.
And I think the time of possession thing, that's not Gale's MO at all. He is a kind of spread it out as fast as we can go kind of guy.
Sure.
But it was really hurting them in the long run over his 2 years here with the defense being on the field as much as they were. They have a 12-play scoring drive that they gave up, and then Lincoln comes back on offense and has the three and out in 36 seconds.
Right.
And that's not helping the defense out at all. And with the gaudy numbers that they've allowed, it's just kind of something that they've been forced to do. So if this team was winning games, that's not what they'd be trying to do. But with the hand they're dealt, that's kind of what they have to do.
Yeah. So the attention focuses this week then to come back home, and it's the Think Pink game. It's a 2:00 game today against Missouri Southern at Dwight T. Reed Stadium. Again, probably a team that's seen more success this year, obviously, than Lincoln has. Team that's probably, you know, feeling a little bit better about itself right now than Lincoln is, but it is a team where you go, okay, at least it's not somebody coming in here that's 7-0 riding high on some big impressive winning streak. So the thing is, you go, okay, maybe Southern's a little bit wounded right now with where they're coming from, having lost what, their last three in a row. So you know, that's one of those where you're looking, okay, maybe this is maybe a little bit of a dinged up or, you know, disparaged team right now, where you go, maybe this is the week, maybe we can jump up and get somebody.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a chance every week, right? But this is probably going to be a very hungry Missouri Southern team, dropping three in a row, and they're coming off, you could call it a moral victory, losing by 10 to number 3 Pitt State, which
is a really good loss.
An incredible team.
And
they were down big in that game. They were down 28-7 in the second half, and then were kind of able to battle back in. There was a defensive touchdown involved in that, but just, yeah, it's a team that is, they started out the year really well, and then they've lost their last three, so they went from 3-1 to 3-4. So I would more so think of it as a team that's kind of starving for that win that they kind of got accustomed to early in the season. But yeah, I mean, there's always a chance.
Right. Well, and again, they did play Pitt State great last week. They played them close. But if you want to look for something to be optimistic about from the Lincoln side of things, you look at it and go, okay, yes, they've got three wins, but their three wins were against Washburn, Nebraska, Kearney, and Northeastern State. So it's not like you're going, okay, they've got some really impressive wins on their resume and they're going to be tough. They've beaten teams they maybe should beat this year. So it's not like you go, oh my gosh, they're going to come in and, you know, just be clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, and I definitely agree on that. And their offense hasn't put up ridiculous numbers this year. I mean, they have a lot of pieces that might be kind of mismatched for Lincoln. They're big.
Okay.
They're very big. They play two tight ends a lot of the time. They sometimes even throw a third tight end on the field. They have an abundance of running backs. They play three regularly, and they have a lot of receivers that catch the ball. So it's kind of a difficult team to prepare for in the sense of you don't necessarily know where the damage is going to come from.
Sure.
But there also hasn't been a whole lot of damage that's gone around this year with this team. So that has to be somewhat of a positive.
Something we've talked about a lot, and we have to talk about again this week, how's the health of the Blue Tigers at this point? Are we getting any better at any positions?
It sounds like they're going to be in a better position next week than they are this week.
Okay.
Jordan Garth, the Jeff City kid, is not going to be available this week. It sounds like Adrian Hopper, a corner, who's you could argue has been their best corner this year, is probably not going to be available for this game today. So the linebacking core is still beat up, and the D-line's getting a little bit better, and the offense didn't seem to have any new injuries last week, so that's a positive.
That is a positive.
They're looking to get some key pieces back next week, and just trying to get through this week and not more banged up than they already are. So the situation is not necessarily good by any means, but you could look in the near future and have the realistic hope of it being better.
So I guess if we had to just spotlight on one particular area, which might be the part at which this game hinges, what do you think is maybe the biggest key today?
You got to take care of the football. Last week, it was a pretty big positive. They didn't have any turnovers after the way that Northeastern State game went, where they turned the ball over four times and in very key situations. So if I know they want this game to remain close. They don't want this game to get out of hand with it being another in-state team, but we'll get to that in a second. But if they could take care of the football and limit big plays on defense, they could find themselves in a somewhat close game.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and speak about that. I mean, it is an in-state team, and with that brings, one, familiarity, but two, it sounds like these teams have been kind of crossing paths, as it were, on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, Missouri Southern has done pretty well recruiting in the Jefferson City area. So they have two redshirt freshmen, and David Bethune from Jefferson City and Wilbert Phillips from Capital City. And that's two guys that Lincoln went after. And it's not going to be the last time that these two find themselves trying to get the same recruit. So, that was something that Gales mentioned to me, is that it's important to put together a competitive showing. So when it comes time to get to the negotiation table, I guess is the best way I can put it for these for these recruits, not necessarily money-wise, but you have something that you can throw at them when they're looking at Missouri Southern and saying that, okay, well, yes, they have had more success than us, but we played them somewhat close, and then you can throw on the factor of you're probably going to have a better avenue for playing time at Lincoln than Missouri Southern. So it just gives them a selling point to recruits, and I know how bad Gales wants to recruit the Jeff City area and keep kids from this city in town, and that helps on so many different levels. So, yeah, keeping this game close would be important for the future of the program for sure.
Right. So it's worth noting that, like with all the schools in the MIAA this year, with Lincoln leaving the conference, or it's a non-conference game this year, but we know that we won't be playing these schools anymore after this year. So it's going to be probably the last time that these two might meet on the field in a little while. And it's worth noting that, you know, Missouri Southern's, you know, holds an 11-2 edge right now in the all-time series, having won the last 11. So if you go back and look, the last time a Lincoln beat him was in 1970, the year of my birth, and they won the year before that. So they won the first two, haven't beat the Lions since 1970. So I'll just flat out ask you, is this the year where this streak gets snapped, and can Lincoln get a win against Missouri Southern before not seeing them again for probably a while?
You stole my nugget. I was going to say they won the first two matchups of this series. But, I'm not going to predict this to be the week.
Okay.
Just the overall health of the team is not the best situation to be in headed into a matchup like this. If they can keep it somewhat close, like we talked about, that'd be big for them. But I think Missouri Southern kind of runs away with this one, so we'll go 48-10.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter @TREVHAHN3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.